Alaskans expected Donald Trump to win their state. The question was, what would be the coattail effect for Nick Begich III? So far, he has just under half the vote, about 10,500 votes more than Mary Peltola. Although there's only about a dozen precincts left to count, these are in predominantly rural and Alaska Native communities, with votes likely to go to Peltola. Begich says although her path to victory is narrow, it's still there. He recalled election night in his own race in 2008 against the late Senator Ted Stevens.
Everyone counted me out, even the senators counted me out back east, because I remember calling them. I mean, on my election against Ted Stevens, I was down 3,700 votes election night, and then I won by 3,800 votes.
Former state lawmaker Cherise Millett says she's hoping Peltola will pull through. Millett is an Inupiaq who served as Republican House Majority Leader.
We'll see. I mean, I'm hopeful. As a Native woman, I'd like to see Mary prevail.
But Millett says it won't be easy.
I think there's a path for her to prevail, but it's really an uphill battle. Everything and the stars have to align perfectly for her to prevail.
Begich needs more than 50% of the vote to avoid triggering the next step in Alaska's ranked choice voting system on November 20th. That's when the votes for the two other candidates in the race would be divvied up between Begich and Peltola, depending on who voters ranked as their second choice. If Begich wins, he would hold the House seat that his grandfather and namesake held before he died in a plane crash in 1972. In Anchorage, I'm Rhonda McBride.